On June 18, 2011, Royati Binti Sapubi, an Indonesian maid charged with murder, was executed in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Her family claimed this was a case of self-defense and that her employer had repeatedly abused her. In contravention of accepted diplomatic protocol, Saudi Arabia neglected to inform the embassy of Indonesia prior to the maid's execution. The government of Indonesia's reactions to these events has been rapid and populist. On June 24th, the government announced a moratorium on sending migrant workers to Saudi Arabia. This initiative will begin on August 1st. This moratorium will directly affect the estimated 1.5 million trans migrants who work in Saudi Arabia. Many figures in the NGO community are supportive of the initiative, as they believe the problem of Indonesian workers abused abroad remains largely unaddressed.
Yeah, for me, the Saudi Arabia is a killing field for Indonesian migrant workers.
According to the National Survey of Remittance Patterns of Indonesian Migrant Workers, commissioned by the Bank of Indonesia, 30% of migrant workers have been abused. This figure needs to be treated with caution due to the small size of the case study. However, if this is indicative of a wider trend, the number of people potentially affected is significant.
They come from Indonesia seeking fame and fortune, and what they get is a whole slew of violence against them. They're raped, they have their hands cut off. Some of them come back in body bags.
The government of Saudi Arabia has responded in kind to Indonesia's moratorium. On June 30th, it ceased to issue new working visas for migrant workers from the Philippines and Indonesia. A statement made by the Saudi Ministry of Labour said this decision coincided with an effort to bring workers from other sources. Despite this, the head of the National Agency for Workers' Placement and Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers is supportive of the initiative. He believes this step will ensure the effectiveness of the moratorium. Indonesia hopes to develop a framework to improve the safety of its citizens in Saudi Arabia through the development of a memorandum of understanding with its government.
To improve the legislation, the labor law there, or regulation, to protect the foreigners.
It remains to be seen if this will be an effective solution to the problem. Current protection measures in Saudi Arabia are not consistently enforced, and in cases where abuse does occur, employers often escape prosecution. This is Nico Prinz, reporting for Press TV, Jakarta.